The fate of a human trafficking lawsuit against Backpage.com is now in the hands of the Washington Supreme Court. The justices heard oral arguments Tuesday in a case that involves three underage victims of sex trafficking. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports the justices must decide if the lawsuit can proceed.
This lawsuit alleges the Washington girls were pimped out through ads posted on Backpage.com. Eric Bauer is a lawyer for the victims. He argues Backpage has created a sex marketplace where human trafficking can flourish.
It's a systemic corporate effort to make a lot of money by marketing the nation's children, including the children of the state of Washington.
Jim Grant is a lawyer for Village Voice Media, the owner of Backpage. He told the justices that Backpage is a content platform, not a content provider, and is immune from liability under federal law.
The alternative to immunity in this case would be to chill online speech. Chill speech of the internet.
The Federal Communications Decency Act of 1996 does provide immunity to online service providers for content posted by third parties. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.